Hello, and welcome back to the Padded Room. I'm Margo, here with Wayne, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and everything in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, and click the Join the Discussion button to, well, join the discussion. While there, check out TV shows or click the Schedule a Call button to explore how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24/7. And best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Welcome back to the continuation of our podcast on smart home appliances. Wayne, could you walk our listeners through setting up their new smart appliances?
Absolutely, Margo. Setting up smart appliances is generally straightforward. Most home appliances have user-friendly manuals and step-by-step instructions to guide you through the setup process. First, you'll want to connect the appliance to your home's Wi-Fi network. This can usually be done through the appliance's control panel or a companion app on your smartphone or tablet. Follow the prompts, enter your Wi-Fi credentials, and you should be all set to go.
That sounds relatively simple, but I know some of our audience might also be interested in integrating their smart appliances with virtual assistants like Alexa or Google Assistant. Wayne, please shed some light on that.
Certainly, Margo. Integrating smart appliances with virtual assistants can add a new level of convenience. To do this, you'll need to make sure your smart appliance is compatible with the virtual assistants you're using. Most reputable brands provide information about compatibility on their website or packaging. Once you confirm compatibility, you'll need to enable the skill or action for your specific appliance in the virtual assistant's app. For example, if you're using Alexa, you can enable the skill for your smart appliance by going to the Alexa app and searching for the relevant skill. Once enabled, you can control your appliance using voice commands.
Wow, that sounds like a fantastic way to make the most of the smart technology available. I can see how integrating these appliances with virtual assistants enhances the overall experience. Thank you for sharing those valuable insights. Now, let's address some important privacy and security concerns our listeners may have. Wayne, can you shed some light on how smart appliance manufacturers ensure the safety of users' data?
Of course, Margo. Privacy and security are crucial aspects of using any smart technology, and manufacturers take these concerns seriously. Most reputable smart appliance brands use secure encryption protocols to protect your data. At the same time, it's transmitted between your appliance and your Wi-Fi network securely. Additionally, they employ robust security measures to safeguard user information stored within their apps or cloud services.
That's reassuring to hear. But I'm sure some of our listeners might still wonder about privacy risk. What steps can seniors take to protect their data while using smart appliances?
Great question. Seniors can take a few simple steps to ensure their data remains secure. First, always read the privacy policy and terms of service provided by the smart appliance manufacturer. This will give you insight on how your data will be used and protected. Secondly, keeping your smart appliance and connected device updated with the latest firmware or software is essential. Manufacturers also often release updates that include security patches, so staying up to date is crucial. Lastly, consider using a strong and unique password for your smart appliance accounts. Avoid using common password and consider using a password manager to help you keep track of your credentials securely.
Those are fantastic tips, Wayne. I'm sure our listeners will find them extremely helpful. Thank you for addressing those privacy and security concerns. Now, let's move on to our final topic: how smart appliances are shaping the future of home living. Wayne, as we conclude our discussion, could you share some insights into the future of smart appliance technology?
Absolutely, Margot. The future of smart home appliances is incredibly promising. Manufacturers continually work on advancements to make these appliances even more intuitive and user-friendly. One exciting area of development is improved automation. Smart appliances are becoming smarter, learning from user behavior, and adapting to individual preferences. For example, a smart thermostat can learn your heating and cooling preferences over time and adjust the temperature accordingly, optimizing energy usage and enhancing comfort. Additionally, we can expect to see further integration between different smart devices and appliances. As the Internet of Things, IoT, ecosystem expands, we may witness seamless communication between various devices, allowing for enhanced automation and control of multiple aspects of the home.
Wow, that sounds fascinating. I can see how these advancements will make life even more convenient for seniors. Are there any specific features that might particularly benefit our older audience?
Absolutely, Margot. Listeners can look forward to more personalized and adaptive features catering to their needs. For instance, smart appliances might include voice commands tailored for seniors, making it easier for them to use. Smart home devices can also offer more prominent displays and intuitive interfaces to accommodate those with visual impairments. Moreover, energy-saving features are continually being refined, which can help seniors reduce their energy bills and contribute to a greener environment. Imagine a future where smart appliances can automatically adjust their energy consumption based on your daily routines and habits.
It's incredible to think about the possibilities that lie ahead. Wayne, thank you for sharing your expertise and insights on smart home appliances. As we conclude, do you have any final words of encouragement for our senior audience?
Certainly, Margot. To all our listeners, I encourage you to embrace the convenience and benefits of smart home appliances. Don't be afraid to explore this technology, as it's designed to be user-friendly and accessible. Whether it's simplifying household chores or enhancing safety and comfort, smart appliances can improve your living space.
Wise words, Wayne. Thank you once again for joining us today. And to all our listeners, we hope you found this podcast enlightening and informative. Embrace the future of smart living.
Goodbye, everyone. Stay safe and enjoy the convenience of smart home living.
Absolutely. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles, log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, or call our helpline. And that number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Well, I see that's all the time I have for today. It has been my pleasure to be here, and I look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell.
Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Great Geek Productions, hosted by Margot Jones and Wayne Hunter. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stephen Kartenberg.